go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. You are tuning into episode 144 of what most people would say is 99% better than their significant other. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two people who surveyed that percentage.
I don't really know
what's happening. I got on my phone and stopped paying attention.
Just say your name. Just say your name.
You're falling for a trap.
It's okay. It's
for what most people would say, 99% better than their significant. Yeah, no, for sure, Doug.
Kevin, I guess I'll join in, Kevin.
That's right, boys. There's one reason why we do this every week. It's to escape the women.
Well,
I don't like to escape them.
And the kids. Kevin can't really say much because
I like to go toward them.
His significant other is right next to him.
No.
Oh my God, Kevin.
I don't know if I want you to come down here anymore. Stay away from our kids.
You go back and you hang out with Jared.
How's your kids doing?
I don't think I want you sleeping in the next room.
Okay.
It's really close.
I can sleep closer if you want.
You can come sleep in my bed.
There you go. Compromises. That's what we're all about here at the 8-Bit Geek.
Please subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. You can always follow us on Audio Boom as well. And if you have an Android device, you can listen to us on Stitcher Radio. We're there. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And you can always find all of our information on our website, www.the8bitgeek.com. You can also support us on Patreon. Help us pay for some overhead and send us to Comic-Con, because that's what we're saving for. We are saving lots of money for the Houston Comic-Palooza, which should be a lot of fun. And so send us there with lots of goodies. And
The tickets for that actually went on sale today.
So nice. That means that we should be able to see some booth action here. I'm going to look that up after the show, and we can start planning.
Yeah, we've got so much plans for the booth, too. We're actually going to be giving away stuff. We're going to be...
Shh. I just thought of this. We can't release any details of what we're giving away, just in case other competing podcasts are listening.
I said stuff.
Oh, shit.
Stuff and things? Stuff. As it gets closer, we'll let you know what we're going to do.
Like, maybe some pens?
Yeah, we've got lots of pens.
Maybe some buttons?
And if you like, we also have plastic Walmart bags. We'll be giving those away.
Yeah.
So I'm going on a date with Jeremy.
And a date. God, yes. A sexual date.
Reroll.
Yeah, everyone in line is like, yeah, I don't want this.
Jeremy, the winner is ticket number 4357. Who's got that?
You hear from the background, no!
Yeah. Like, the person just is like,
I'll take the pen.
Yeah.
they're like, what else you got? boys, we're recovering still. At least Kevin is. We threw an event Saturday night, and it was spectacular. What'd we do?
Oh, I don't remember.
Because we all forgot.
Yeah. Yeah, then we deleted the evidence.
somebody got real personal, and we had to delete the evidence.
Not real personal, but there was some things where some people might have gotten mad at the things that were said.
Yeah, so if some people would have heard what was said, then they may have gotten a little butt hurt. But what are we talking about? Well, we had a night of fun with Rocket League. We played a drinking game. If we lost, we had to take a shot. If we let the other team score, we had to take a drink. Let's just say Kevin finished off 3/4 of his bottle of spice ale lemonade, whatever.
Don't say those lies.
High Hole brand apple pie whiskey.
Like
I
said.
Canadian whiskey with apple pie liqueur.
That was the most unmanly thing you've said tonight.
70 proof, motherfucker.
That is still nothing.
Hey, man.
Get out of here with that.
I think we had a great time. I know that in text messages we're still like texting each other going, that really happened? I don't remember that happening.
Well, people are telling me things that I don't remember any of it happening. Like, it was toward the end of the night. It was a blur. I still don't know what the fuck happened.
Dude, the very end of the night, you got so drunk, and the proof is in the text.
For real. Did you mean to send those like that? Or was that an act, or did you really, like,
just... No, I think he was really that drunk.
I sent texts?
No,
well, there you go. There's your proof, right?
I screenshot it and sent it yesterday,
I think. It's more like gibberish is what happened. Yeah.
Oh, man, go back to our chat.
That means
and look
it was a good time. If I can't remember it, it was a good time.
Yeah, go back to our chat and open up the pictures, which you should be able to see, like, the shared media. Yeah, here it is. Thick. Oh, dude, I can't read it. Those are not fucking words.
I'm pretty sure he said thick. Then.
Why did I say something was thick?
Thick cut. What? Cut, it's like cut eat.
Thick cut bacon? I could really go for that right now.
It's not bacon. I think it was.
That's the only thing that could be thick cut.
No, yeah. Well, that's not the only thing.
The next word kind of looks like it might be black. It was supposed to have been black.
No, that's not real. No.
And then the next word is like Q.
No.
Cuber?
Reviewing. Cuber? Curls. Bracket.
What the hell was that picture? Fucking two bearded dudes shaking hands with their tongues. What the fuck are you guys doing?
So my biggest takeaway from that night is that I really loved the fact that no matter how drunk we got, I was expecting at least one of us to be an angry drunk, but nobody was. Everybody was a friendly drunk, and we all had just a fantastic time. Except for when Doug hung up on me. Then I had to come back and represent.
I don't remember that. Why did I hang up on you?
I think it was because Ryan saw me on the couch and he was like, "Oh, he's tapped out." And then you instantly, as soon as he said that, it goes, and it was hung up on me. And then I came back and then we lost another match.
I don't remember any of that. Yeah. Oh, I can see the thing now. It says thick cutute baracalina.
Yeah, Kevin, we already established this.
No, it exists. I sent a picture.
But the second one says Kevin April.
That's what you really wanted your name to be.
Dude, I don't remember either. I was all pretty drunk, but I do remember seeing it the next day and being like, ha ha ha, that did happen. Ha ha ha. Screen cap, send.
Save for memories.
Yeah. It was really funny. It was a lot of fun.
What's not fun is the fact that our boy, Charlie Sheen, just is about to let a HIV bomb out.
Yeah, how about that? I guess banging hookers and doing all kinds of weird drugs will have some kind of effect on you, huh?
Yeah, who would have thought?
He's going to go out, and it's been all over the news today. So by the time you listen to this, or if you're listening to this, he's probably already made the statement. But he's going to make the statement that he is HIV positive, and it's a sad day. And I think that we talked a little bit about it, Doug, that you said that you thought it's possibly... He's had it for years.
There's apparently been rumors that he's had it in Hollywood for years. Mm. Which, again, is kind of like, well, this dude, remember like 4 years ago, not even 3 years ago, when he was like, look at all these bitches I fuck. Was that three? When was that? 2012? 2010?
Yeah. I'm hoping he was wearing a Jimmy, because that really spread out the porn community right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I made the text, I said, I guess he doesn't have tiger blood, huh?
Yeah.
Because that shit is not boiling. Well, I guess it is. Anyways.
You know, and on the flip side, I mean, it sucks all around. I did see a commercial sort of thing yesterday when watching John Oliver, like right before it started, how HBO like shows you like, hey, what's coming up? Vice has like a new special about the cure for AIDS is in development.
I hope so.
Yeah, apparently, I guess there was someone a couple, you know, like months back that was like an adult who had AIDS, and they tried, you know, doing like trial drugs, treatments or whatever, and the person like came out of it without AIDS.
Well, that's awesome. I hope that same person does the same thing for cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Fuck cancer. For
real. So, who knows? The point is there could be development on, you know, getting rid of cancer within the next, like, not cancer, goddamn, AIDS in the next 10 years, we'll see.
Well, just ask Magic Johnson. He's beat it.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Magic Johnson's had it since the early 90s, was it? He's still around and kicking and looks to be pretty damn healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, like, if you've got the money, you can afford the drugs and stuff that can, you know, like, that keep you alive unless...
Charlie Sheen's got the money. We said the same thing. Oh, jinx. 1, 2, 3. You owe me a drink.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Okay.
You guys Charlie Sheen's got the money. I mean, I don't think he has to worry about it on that front unless he gets sued by all these people. Or we were talking about it, he could serve time. Because if he knowingly gave this to people, that's fucking attempted murder right there.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like, even if he didn't do it with malicious intent, like if he was just like, I'm going to fuck some bitches, I'm cooked out of my mind. Like, him... not telling them, is grounds for like attempted murder, and like aggravated assault and stuff. Because it's like, dude, you could kill them. It'd be a long death, but you know you could potentially put this person's life at risk when they didn't necessarily, you know. And by the way, I looked up cases. Remember how I was like, oh, there's like someone like the '90s who like,
intentionally and I said affected. It was like last
300 people. 300 fucking people when he was convicted, because obviously all these people in like this town like there's a huge outbreak, and they like were able to trace it back to one guy.
Was he that fucking smooth that he could fuck 300 people?
I don't know, man. They were able to charge him on like 60 people that like they knew that he for sure had sex with 60 to begin with, and then he was all like, oh yeah, and because he like traveled for work. So there's two cities that he like 30 in one and like 30 in another, something ridiculous. And then literally he was like, oh yeah, and I fucked 20 bitches over in California, and I fucked 30 bitches over in Detroit, and I fucked 50 bitches up in New York. And it's just like, bro. So he's like, I fucked like 300 bitches. He intentionally went out and spread. It's like he did it on purpose.
Did you guys ever see what was it called, Miss March or something like that, with horsedick.jpg, where the guy was like, I fucked all these bitches, and then it came down to it, he's like, I never did. All I wanted to do was talk. I feel like that would be Charlie Sheen. Like when it came down to it, he was just hanging out.
Yeah, he's like never. He always talked a strong game, but at home he's just playing fucking checkers.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case. So
who knows.
Well, let's not get any more depressing. Let's do some misconnections and hook you guys up, okay?
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Damn, those transitions are smooth as butter.
Yeah, baby.
It's the one that I get to do a week after we've killed all the other ones. I've got to make it count. Sean Penis, you're up.
Jesus, get my name right. You'd think that after like 6 months, you'd fucking remember how to say it.
Whoa, Hollywood. Whoa. Over here.
Yeah, for real. Gone a little crazy on us.
Sorry, my boy. You know, my boy. Charlie Sheen. Saying he might have the AIDS or whatever, it's kind of that's a little fucking close to.
Yeah, and he was your mentor.
He was. I learned a lot from him.
Well, let's learn a lot from you in this week's Misconnection.
All right. This week coming out of North York, Netflix and chill for your pleasure. Male for women. I am 27 this week, according to this post. Have you ever wanted to catch up on your scandal episodes while on the verge of an orgasm? Ever wanted a guy to completely forget about himself and pleasure you continuously until you can't control your legs? You get to be treated like a princess, and anything you want, you get. You can sit on my face. Lay on your back or anything in between. You are the boss and the whole time will be about you. I'll even stay clove for the encounter if you prefer. Mills, housewives, single, all welcome to apply. A little about me. Well educated,
prominent member in society. I'm a very nice guy with excellent interpersonal skills. But between school and work, this last year has left me bored and lusting. I am a pleasure when I have a relationship, and I find that's what I miss most. This might not be the best way to do it, but it's a topic that can generally be tough broach. What? Smiley face.
I thought you said you were educated.
I might have been drunk. I might have typed this up while we, you know, while I was watching your Rocket League stream. Nice. Hope to hear from you. Can be a one-time occurrence or ongoing. Please send a little. Please send at least a body pic, so I know who I'm talking to.
Yeah, fuck your face. We don't need that.
I'll reply to all emails. Yours truly, John Bennett.
Nice. Okay.
Like at the end of it, it says, "Do not contact me with unsolicited services." I think you're pretty much throwing yourself out there. Yeah.
Well, you know, he's like, maybe he's worried someone's gonna be like, "Yo, can you mow my lawn?"
I don't know. Send a body pic.
Yeah. Can you send a body pic?
I'm deciding what to do. Can we have a vote?
On.
The delivery.
Oh, man.
What are our options is what I meant to say.
I got it.
Netflix and chill. Savannah. My body is average. I'm 5'8", you know, 177 centimeters.
It clearly says 5'10".
I'm single. And I'm 31. I'm looking for someone to lay in bed. Maybe watch some TV and have great sex. All night long while drinking a beer and vodka together. I also like to watch Rocket League. I'm average build. You should be too. Or skinny. I do love a nice tiny chick. We can even have a great conversation about Bigfoot or aliens and shit. Put your favorite color in the title. So I know it's real, you know, because anything else is fake. Please include a picture or two so that way I can respond accordingly in the bathroom with or an email. Thanks.
The ending sounded like Kermit the Frog trying to hook up.
Yeah. At first, you kind of sounded like that new Muppet that's on the Muppet Show, the one with the creepy eyes.
Oh, the IT guy.
And then it ended with Kermit. Yeah, you just did a smooth transition. You could have just ended with, like, "Heidi ho there, put your favorite color in the title.
I know you're real. It's green. Yay!
Why are there so many dick pics songs in my inbox?"
Oh, man. All right, well, Kev, I mean, it's best for last.
We call this one Poopy Love. Male for women in Pittsburgh. My body is heavy. My height is 5'11". That's 180 centimeters for you Europeans. And my status is widowed. My age, 48. I was wiping my ass in Walmart with the stall door open. I didn't realize it was the ladies' room. Our eyes met. You ran away screaming. I continued wiping. Yo, was truly a pimp named Slickback.
I love what? It. I continued wiping. No big deal.
You gotta finish the job, player. You can't go walking around with poopy butt, you know what I'm saying?
But why was the stall door open?
Yeah, why were you pooping with the stall
Ain't
door
no shame open? In my game, baby.
Like, you know, like sometimes I understand maybe you walked into the wrong bathroom. You know, it happens. And it can be awkward. But when you leave the door open and you're in the women's room, it's kind of like, yo, come look at my dick while I sit here in your stall.
I wipe just like you, ladies, front to back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. All right, so did you guys watch any films? Did you go to the movies at all?
No, I got drunk this weekend and then spent all day yesterday recovering.
Oh,
God.
I saw one movie on Friday
night.
Did you
see the Peanut movie?
Yeah, I saw the Peanut movie. You know what it was like? It's very strange because it was like... It's raining out. It was like... It was like watching... Or not watching. It was like reading a whole bunch of Peanut comics come to life. Like, it was set up in a way that it did have a continuation. Like, it had a story, but it was so broken. The story, like, it was so broken up. I felt like we were watching episodes of the Peanuts in a full-length movie. It was really strange. It was still good. It was cute. It was good. I mean, but it was really... It was just different. It wasn't as engaging as other animated movies, I guess, because you kept on... It just kept on switching. I don't know how to explain it. It's very strange. But anyways, and then we played some... I mean, what did you play? I mean, we played Rocket League all night for 5 fucking hours straight.
All night long.
It was so much fun. I want to do it again. I just want to keep talking about it because it was so much fun.
We got to do it again.
We should. It was great. I need to not drink the type of whiskey I had this past time. It was too much. It was too much.
Yeah.
Let's see. Kev and I have been playing Fallout 4. I'm 14. Yeah. I've already got 14 hours logged.
I probably have at least 10 hours logged. At least. Because I know that first day I spent about 7 hours just in one sitting. Mm-hmm. So, no, I've got to have more than that then. Yeah, I probably will have up to 15 hours then. I've been playing it every waking minute.
I got really upset because I at one playthrough, I think it was last night that I was playing, and so I saw this on, okay, so I was looking for power armor parts, right? And I go, all right, so where's my T-45 legs? Because you don't get legs. You get the arms, and you get the shoulders, and you get the chest and the head, and that's it, right? And you don't have any legs. So you're like, well, fuck, I got to find the legs. So I'm looking online for where you can find them, and, you know, I go to this Air Force base, and then I'm looking for the exact location. I can't find them, so I look again online, and then I was like, oh, X-01 power suit, fully functioning, fully built. All you have to do is go through this really hard-ass fucking mission, go into apartment 35, go up the elevator, fight this fucking woman of a robot beast that took 500 minigun bullets to kill, and then fight this giant-ass mech. That guard comes out another door. I didn't have any bullets left. I wasted bullets on him and only 25%. So you know what I did? Molotov cocktails. I had 11 of them, and thank goodness there is dots with the cocktails. And so the fire burnt him. I spent 45 minutes beating both of them. 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I opened both doors and I got the biggest Rickroll you could fucking get. It was, I found out that it is, I guess it scales with your fucking level or difficulty, because I got a full set of T-45s and I said, motherfuck. I was like, shit, man. And T-45 is, Doug, is what you start with. So that's my story. Oh man, that fucking sucks, bro. Holy shit, what a story. Oh god.
Cool story, bro.
Hey, so I'm playing Uncharted, right? And I got really close. I've almost beat the game.
I hate you guys.
Nice. The first one?
Yeah, the first one. Remember, because the other day I was like, man, I've gotten stuck on this fucking level with these fucking zombie things. Pieces of shit. They get you in a corner and then they just murder you.
Well, I'm glad that you got through that, Doug, and it sounds really exciting. I'd love to hear that story. I'm engaged with you.
No, that's all I've got, man. Pretty sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know what I played this weekend for a long time?
Phenomenal.
It was Rocket League.
Man, so much unlocked.
Hey, yeah, so many things unlocked.
I am completely unlocked in that game.
What were some of your favorite memories from that night that you remember from not being drunk?
I did one epic save where the ball was halfway in the goal and I knocked it out.
Yeah?
That was pretty awesome.
We met a guy, and all we kept doing was calling him fucking Mike all night.
Huh? Did we do that?
We got mad because he joined our channel.
Oh, yeah. That guy. Okay. Yeah,
yeah, it was one of Ryan's friends.
Yeah, Ryan's friend. Like, what's his name?
Just invited him in. And Ryan, bitch move, man. Bitch move.
And then he came in and we were just like, fucking Mike. God. And so that was a lot of fun that we did that. Shout out, Mike. We love you, though. Thanks for tuning in.
Bitch move, Ryan. It's a big geek night, and you're our guest. You don't get to invite other people.
I think he was prepping, though. I think, to give him the benefit of the doubt, I think he saw me losing steam, and he was like, well, let me get a next batter up so that way we can continue this train. And I think he was doing it for the benefit of the group.
Doug still don't believe.
No, I don't believe that shit.
Hey, man, Jeremy got a little weak in the knees after that second drink.
Oh, he did. After that first drink, man. I mean, he's like halfway through that first one. He just started to go down.
He's like, you guys, I'm so tipsy. I just can't even right now.
What are you looking around at?
For the truth.
You're like, I'm ready to take a shot. Spivey, take this shot.
Yeah.
No, that was after like the sixth or seventh. Yeah. Listen, you don't remember shit from last night.
I remember shit from last night.
I don't remember shit from Saturday.
I watched the stream a little bit yesterday, just like scrolling, just catching up on funny shit that was said and stuff. And you made him take that shot like halfway through the stream.
Because that
was 2.5 hours in, man.
Oh my god, I was so fucking drunk. Doug, I couldn't do it. And you know what? I didn't even ask him. He just goes, I'm going to do this for charity.
Damn. Did you make him stay at your house that night? Because there's no way he fucking drove home.
Yeah.
You know what the deal is? He had like 15 shots. Then he went to bed at, like 2 a.m. And then woke up at 5 and was like, oh, I've been up since 5. Everything's been great. I was thinking about going for a run. I said, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Can you believe that the Martian is still in the top 5?
I was going to keep talking about that.
I know, but I'm trying to move things along.
It's in the top 5 because people just don't care. I mean, it only made, I know I'm saying only made, but 6 million for that weekend.
Yeah, but still. That's awesome. It's been in the theaters for 7 weeks. I mean, compared to 33, which came out, which is about the Inca Mayan caver dwellers, you know? And
you don't know what the movie's about.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's about those guys, Indian fellows who...
Oh, you're wrong words.
Wrong.
All right, it's based on the gold and copper mine collapses, okay, for 69 days, the guys who got... trapped the 33 miners. It was a big news story.
Yeah, the Chilean. Knows.
Yeah, what we're fucking talking about? The Americans.
God damn it.
So, yeah, anyways,
Carrie Russell. She was in that, right?
That's that came in fifth place. Fair, oh, sorry. Did you guys notice?
Okay, Kev got it.
I got that.
Did you guys?
Jeremy's like, why are you guys having jokes without me?
I don't know. I'm fine with it. You guys are awesome. The Martian got to. It's a comedy. Did you see that
Martian?
Headline? Yeah. For the
just where is he at?
It's the Golden Globes, right? That come before the Oscars.
Yeah.
They in the Golden Globes, they've been put in the comedy category.
What?
Yeah. No.
Yes, I'm not kidding.
No,
I'm not kidding.
There's no fucking way. I will. No, I need a news story. Show it to me. Prove it to me. Prove it. That's right. Coming up soon. Those happen. Are February, Golden Globes, December. Those are coming up though because of the Jesus. Oh, it's made its money back. Holy fuck!
Let me look it up.
Well, because if you look on their IMDb page, it should show what it's been nominated for. There should be a thing of like wins and.
So it's under. Matt Damon's The Martian to be considered as a comedy or musical.
I've never seen the movie. I don't know if there's anything. Does he even sing a song in it?
There we go. No. It has its funny moments because it's a dude that's alone on Mars and he kind of goes a little not crazy, but you know, has to keep himself like entertained. But then also Donald Glover playing Abed from Community was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, there's some really good comedic moments, but by far this is not a comedy.
Yeah. Kev, Donald Glover's in it.
Okay,
and he plays a scientist and he literally is Abed. Like that is the character he channeled in that movie.
Okay.
That's, like his mannerisms are you know in the episodes when like they swap places?
Yeah.
He just did that.
Oh, okay.
Movie.
Okay, I could dig it. When you said that, I was like, wait, you're getting your actors wrong there.
You really need to see this movie. It's real. Yeah. It's so super good, dude. Mm. Okay. Don't me.
And I see Paul Feig is like, a comedy is a film whose number one goal is to make people laugh. If that wasn't the filmmaker's top goal, it's not a comedy. Fucking yeah. True. Dude, you know what? And if I'm like Ridley Scott, I'm pissed. I am fucking pissed. I would pull my movie from like being nominated. Because I think you have to like submit to this stuff. And I'd be like, fuck no. Put me in the dramas with all the other drama movies or get me the fuck out of here, you fucking hack comedy. Or not Tom Hack. TV show. Award shit.
Tom Hack.
You Tom Hacks. Your son Colin Hacks.
Don't you get on to him. He made a great documentary recently.
Colin Hacks?
Yeah, Colin Hacks.
Colin Hacks.
What documentary did he make?
He made the documentary about Tower Records, which everybody should go see. It's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really good.
That's the one that like took like 15 years to make, didn't it? Didn't it take a long-ass time to make that documentary?
No, it didn't take 15 years. It was more or less, I think he started it, but then he went on to Kickstarter and kickstarted it, and then he finally finished it.
Damn it, me. So. I typed in Colin Hacks.
But I listened to his podcast on The Nerdist, and the movie is just, it's great stuff. So
I really like him. He was really good in Fargo also.
I like him as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of have an explanation of the Kylo Ren lightsaber. And it's a badass one, too.
What is it? I didn't read the article, so I need you to tell me about it.
Okay, so he decided to build a lightsaber. You know, everybody is like, oh, he built it himself, and he built the hilt himself, and it's just a, it's an amateur one. Not the case at all. He built a fucking ancient Jedi or ancient lightsaber, and the tech used and the way he built it was from raw crystals that haven't been refined. Thank you. And so it's just raw power, and the reason why the vents are on the side is because that can't contain a single stream, and the power has to go somewhere, and they have to vent somewhere. I thought that shit was awesome as an explanation. So
I dig it.
And so it's based on legendary old school techniques used to build the first generation lightsabers. So
interesting.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I saw a thing today that was talking about like, specifically the B-Wings, I guess. It was just like one of those like community posters, just like talking about how all this stuff was fleshed out in the expanded universe. Mm-hmm. And the books and stuff, and they were talking about like the B-Wings and stuff. Like, I guess there may have been a shot of one in the trailer, and they were just talking about like, you know, it's just like one of those, what's changed? Because I think there may have been a toy maybe, or an announcement for a toy that was a B-Wing, and there was something that was like the same. Like, maybe where it was built was something from the expanding universe, but then, like, the model number was different. So they're like, oh, shit, it's different, but it's still the same from the expanding. Like, what are you guys doing? Just fucking tell us what is, like, what isn't
this,
you know,
is
canon.
This is the best. This is so amazing as a fan, because we really get to live as children again. You know, I mean, in the era of everything is spoiled on the internet, we are sitting and waiting for this because nothing has been leaked, and it's just it's so incredible. Like, if you take Ghostbusters, for instance, where everything is being leaked the fuck out of that movie, we know all the cameos, we know who's, you know, we know what the story's about, we've seen the packs, we've seen what their outfits are. You know, yesterday it was just, you know, Slimer is or isn't in it. Like, everything's leaking on this film. Same thing with superhero films and stuff like that. I mean, everything is being released. I absolutely just adore the fact that I know nothing about this, and I get to go into it knowing nothing and being surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at this point, having seen all the trailers, I haven't seen the newest TV spot. I guess there's another one that just
came out. I won't watch it.
Yeah, like, I've been able to kind of piece together what I think the story is going to be, and I've seen some rumors that have kind of, like, helped solidify that. Like, and again, it's based on only the footage we've seen. Like, okay, that makes sense. Based on what I've seen, this kind of story plot makes sense. And that's kind of what I was thinking was going to happen. But at the same time, I still have no fucking clue.
It could go in a completely unknown
direction.
Where the
fuck is Luke? God damn it.
Where is Luke?
Where the fuck is Luke? That's one of the greatest things, is that like they're like, no one knows.
Yeah.
No one knows where Luke is. Like,
did they show any more of him in the international trailer? I didn't watch the international one.
The only shot we have seen of that may or may not even be Luke is the metal hand touching R2-D2. There is still speculation that's not even fucking Luke.
Yeah.
So, and of course, then there's like rumors that Rey and Rin are twin, or the Solo twins. It's just fucking crazy shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
So
crazy.
There's still a lot. I mean, thankfully, J.J. Abrams, dude, he's good at sealing shit up. I mean, like I said, once again, I go back to Cloverfield. Look how many people knew what the hell Cloverfield was going into it. No one had a goddamn clue. They didn't even know the monster until the movie was released.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just like, if they picked the right person to have, like, cryptic shit and just, like, to, like, really keep stuff really tight-lipped.
Truth. I'm just really excited.
I am really confused by this next story.
It's what? Stupid.
Okay, so Ridley Scott is doing the new Prometheus 2 movie, uh-huh. right? And so I guess it was supposed to be called... It says... Okay, just a couple months ago, the project was called Alien Paradise Lost, which was going to be a rom-com. but now it is going to be called Alien Covenant. And it totally killed... fuck it. Who was it? Who's doing it?
Neil Blomkamp.
Yep.
Blumpkin.
No. That's a horrible
Blumpkin.
Name.
Blumpkin. So his is pushed back until further notice now.
I was going to say, just... to shout out to Ryan again. We were talking about this in the chat earlier, and he was like, Neil Blomkamp's movie is still happening. No, it's not. It says so in this article. It's pushed back his developing Alien 5 until further notice.
Yeah,
so. We talked about that a couple weeks ago or something. Yeah. I remember it was on.
We talked about it.
Definitely.
But here's another more proof that even with this development and this story, that movie is still on hold. We haven't heard anything new.
I don't see why you can't have two movies going. This one is still based on this is still a prequel. You can still have a fucking awesome Alien movie. Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? The studio may not just want to front it because Prometheus was kind of a bomb.
Is this Fox? Is Fox behind this?
Probably.
Fuck Fox.
Is it? Well, let's look. Let's scroll through the thing.
I mean, Fox owns like the rights to Aliens, I believe, or Alien.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, did you guys see? Okay, sorry, to go back to Fox just for a second and hold it. Who holds the rights? That Fox holds the rights to the original 6 Star Wars movies until 2020.
What? No, that's not what I keep reading. Where are you getting this stuff? No, they hold the
the home digital rights to those movies till 2020.
Not the digital rights.
Not digital, but
not
home
digital.
Rights.
Home rights. Like, so DVD, Blu-ray.
Right.
But
there's a talk about like, oh, they're going to re-release the theatrical cut Blu-ray, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, maybe not. Remember how that rumor keeps coming up?
Well, maybe
unless
not.
Fox does it in partnership with Disney, it's probably not going to fucking happen.
But they could do it digitally. Yeah, Disney could release all of them digitally and not give Fox anything. But if they wanted to do it on Blu-ray, then they'd have to give Fox a cut, which I still think they should do it because they would get a huge fucking cut.
They should.
Yeah.
We're at a point in history where like all these other fucking studios who own the rights to like the X-Men, Fox, or Spider-Man, Sony, just needs to fucking team up with Disney. If they hold the rights to stuff that like you once did or still do, or you know, I don't know, just work with them, because you're gonna make a fuck ton of money. They're gonna throw a fuck ton of money at it. Everyone's gonna fucking win. Everyone's gonna make a lot of money. The fans are either gonna love it or hate it, because who knows, we're really fucking indecisive people. Just do it. Do it, as Shia LaBeouf would say.
Just not. Let's see. There's a piece of technology that everybody has been just going nuts over, and I don't know why they're doing this. Sony's making a big mistake here, but they're finally killing off Betamax it's been going since 1975, and you know, this is the only way that people get their media now, and they're deciding to discontinue it. I don't get it.
What's really
rest in
incredible
peace,
is
Sony.
That it's been that long.
Because Sony does not know how to give up.
Yeah, they're like, well, we didn't fucking lose this. Yeah, we didn't fucking lose
Betamax
this.
Betamax or nothing, bitch.
Hey, you want to know who's? I think we talked about this, I think, on the stream the other night. Who's to thank for fucking VHS being in everyone's home?
Porn.
Same
thing. You know, porn has ruled every decision of which way media goes. Yep. Porn picked Blu-ray over HD DVD. Yep. Porn picked DVD over DVC. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's real. VHS LaserDisc. Over LaserDisc. Yeah.
No, DVD over LaserDisc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they picked VHS. And the funny thing is, most people don't know this, but Betamax has such a better quality of picture, but VHS was cheaper. And so they're like, well, fuck it. Everybody can get 480p.
Yeah. Betamax. Yeah.
Or 240p.
Or 240p. Yeah.
360p. It probably was 280. You're probably right.
240.
So, oh, here it is. Yeah, it's 240. Betamax supported 250 vertical lines over 240.
Ooh, 250.
Wow, I was just firing out of my ass on that one. All right.
You're good.
That's so crazy. I understand why, but it's one of those, like, come on, porn industry. You, like, by choosing the cheapest option, you literally fucked everybody.
You're welcome.
Because we could have been watching movies in such better quality. Those fucking tin lines, man. Such clear video.
Those tin lines really would have made the difference.
Yeah.
Bethesda says that they shipped a whole shitload of Fallout 4.
Yeah, good.
12 million copies have shipped.
Awesome.
And so that means very good sales. That means that they could possibly break a billion here in the next week or so. But they're saying that that's worth about $750 million. Now, nobody knows if that's what sold, but that's definitely what shipped.
Well, that's what Bethesda made. You know, it really, because, I mean, they ship them to stores such as Best Buy, GameStop, Target, Walmart. So they made their money off of it.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's up to the other. Now, the way it works is if, you know, they need to order more, then they go to Bethesda. But it seems like everyone and their moms on my friends list have been playing Fallout 4.
Did you see
my
that?
My boss just logged on to Steam and started playing.
See?
Well, he's done with that. What's it called? Rust? Rake? Bake?
Rake and Bake.
Ark. He's done with Ark.
Oh, that's not my boss. He hasn't played Ark in a while. I never see him on Steam. Like, never. And he just fucking wanted.
Did you see that little picture that came up on the internet a little while ago, and it showed a friends list and it had nothing but everybody playing Fallout 4, and then one guy, it said Fallout New Vegas, and then it was like
Fallout 3 Game of the Year edition.
Yeah. And then it was like, aww.
Maybe he was like, I gotta get caught up first, guys. That's me. I'm the person that has to go back and play the other games if I haven't played it first. Like, Uncharted's coming out, you know, in February, quote unquote, we'll see.
I guess. I call it the summer.
Yeah, me too. So obviously I'm playing the new one, you know, playing them again.
I still gotta buy it. I gotta play through them. I want to
get the digital, man. You know, the remastered ones.
I'm definitely doing that. I'm definitely
sure.
It's really fun. Man,
you know what I want to play for, like, really badly? Hold on, I'm pouring coffee.
He's peeing.
Peeing. Tomb Raider. The new Tomb Raider has gotten great reviews.
It looks so good.
It looks fucking amazing
for real.
Yeah. Like, graphically, and
I
then
can't just, wait for it to hit Steam. Cannot wait.
February, I think, is when it's supposed to come to PC.
Oof, that's gonna be good because I have so many games to get through right now.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna get it for the three. No, I'm gonna get it for the 360.
You're gonna get for 360.
Go backwards.
Really get those weather effects in the 360.
All right, 360. See you guys. I'm done for the night. That's
too much coffee.
No, but they were showing like a gif of just her at the beginning of the game walking through like a snowy mountain.
Oh, it looks
and like
so
the tracks were amazing because each individual track, when she lifted her foot high enough, it left an individual track. But otherwise, she was sliding through it, so the tracks were like scraping through. Like, it was fucking detailed. Like, Crystal Dynamics did a killer job on it.
I watched the day before it came out, because obviously I want to play it, but like I wasn't planning on like going and buying it that day, but one of my coworkers, the one who does play Ark, was like, dude, have you watched this like 20-minute playthrough video? I'm like, no, of course I haven't yet. I'm trying to stay away. And he was like, you gotta watch it, man. It looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, fine. So I go, I'm like watching it, and I'm just like, oh my god. Like, I want that. Like, I'm going to leave work today, and I'm going to go pre-order that game. I mean,
I want to know.
I framed and I didn't, but Jesus Christ, man. Holy shit, it was so good.
Here's what I want to know. You've owned your PS4 for about 2-3 weeks now?
About 2 weeks, maybe? 2.5?
Any regrets?
Any ragrats? regrets? No, I mean, I don't play it as much as I should, but I also don't play my Xbox One as much as I should. Mm-hmm. I've been thoroughly enjoying Uncharted so far.
So that was worth it. Are you going to play The Last of Us?
I have it, and yes, at some point.
Okay.
You know, that's the problem, is it like, when?
Also, I think that, I know that you had a little hesitation when it was like, are the Uncharted was worth it or not, or, but I mean, also the first one came out, I think the second, the second and the third one is really where you're going to be like, fuck this series.
And I know that, I'm like, I've heard that 1,000 times, and I know that. I mean, it's maybe not necessarily the same, but it's the same like with Assassin's Creed. And I mean, you play the first one and it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, give me out. Like, I just want to play this so I can play the fucking second one. Like, give me the second one, and then the game gets, you know, it's really good.
Right.
So I know that's kind of similar. You just play the first one. It's not terrible. It's not a terrible game, but you just got to get through it. Mm-hmm. You paid for it. Got to play it.
Gotta do it.
Just got to put the time in, and I'm almost done. My issue, I think, with it is that I'm still not necessarily 100% used to the controller. Mm-hmm. Since I do use my Xbox One and 360 mm-hmm. controller for just about everything else, like PC gaming and stuff when I have to use one. So I'm not 100% on it still, and it's still kind of weird. Like, I'm getting more used to it because I'm kind of like, oh, this is PlayStation 2. It's almost identical. Mm-hmm. But I'm having issues with aiming. I don't know what it is. I go to point at one dude, and my gun ends up like 50 feet to the left of them, and it's like, how the fuck did you're literally, I just shot at him, went behind cover, came back out, and I'm pointed to like way over there. I don't understand why it's doing that. But it may just be the first game. You know, it's just
you. That's just me. That's just user error.
Honestly, in the first game, like, it was the shooting mechanics was complete shit. They probably did what they can to like salvage what they could, but it didn't start getting really good until the second one.
Right, exactly. That's what I have to chalk it up to. It's like, this is the first game. I'm sure it gets better as it does with like every fucking game ever. You get the first one, and sometimes they're really good, sometimes they're not. You know, I mean, like, you go back to GTA 3, and while a fun game, dude, GTA 5 just fucking rocks it, right? Like, so much better. Everything about it's better. You know, because they learn what they're doing. They pull stuff from other games also. Mm-hmm. You know, like the gun wheel and stuff like that from Red Dead. Yeah, the time slowdown from Max Payne. You know, they've kind of like, oh, that was fun. Let's take that.
The driving from Midnight Club.
Exactly.
Yeah, they got something from everything, and that's how, you know, game developers are. They learn. Look at Fallout. Going back to Fallout. Fallout shooting mechanics are leaps and bounds better than any other Fallout game that's been available. Oh, yeah. The shooting, I became a melee guy because the shooting was so fucking awful in the older ones. Yeah. So in Fallout 4, I actually have no problem going around with guns now, and it's fucking great. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it goes. They planned to make it very similar to Destiny, which Jeremy talked about on that podcast with Audio Boom that he did over the weekend. So that's something we have to bring up too.
Oh shit! What did you do this weekend?
Forgot about last week. That. Yeah, I talked to a little little UK chick. You know what I'm saying?
Your UK side chick.
Little UK side chick.
She's like, Alice, she's listening to this right now. Going, fuck you guys. Yes,
never again will you be on my show.
Yeah.
So Audio Boom released an official gaming podcast on their website. It's their official gaming cast, and Alice is a part of it. She works over there, and she invited me over, and she said, hey, Jeremy, you want to talk some Fallout 4? And I said, okay, if you want your show to be worse, sure.
I just remembered something from the stream. You kept calling her Allison during the stream. That's how drunk you were.
Yeah. I do remember that now.
And it was a ton of fun. You know what's really funny is that we talked for about maybe 30, 40 minutes, and about 7 minutes of my actual voice is on the podcast because they cut it up. Have you listened to it, Doug? Never mind.
I have not. I'm actually going to look for it right now. Like on their, I'm going to go look for it right now. But
it should be featured.
Is it Double Tap? It is.
Yes, it is.
Episode 1, Fallout 4 is right. You said that like they didn't actually use the audio you sent them. You said that they used like your Skype call audio.
Yeah, and you can hear me cutting out. And so I was like, well, maybe they just didn't. Maybe, you know, I did put it in a rare and maybe I should have zipped it. I don't know if that was the issue. But
no, you wouldn't have lost this audio, or your audio, you wouldn't lose stuff like that when you know.
No, not on my end. No, like so they had theirs, right? And I recorded directly to Audio Boom, and I think that's what they used, which took the, instead of taking my lossless audio, mm-hmm. they took the Skype audio instead, because I sent both, and I thought that maybe they'd use mine, which sounds.
But your audio from what you recorded from Skype should still technically be your computer audio, yeah? It shouldn't count anything cutting out because it's still from your source.
I think that I don't know what happened, but it didn't. I mean, you can definitely hear me cutting out. It was
I don't
really want to
like shit on their thing or whatever. I don't want to like you know.
Maybe I think maybe they even just recorded my stuff on their end, and maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
I wonder if maybe they just cut it up, like, oh, here we go. And then she was like, well, here's his audio. And they went, too late. Like, no.
yeah.
Like, no, sorry, we've already cut this. This is ready to go. I don't know. But, man, we're like, it goes double tap, Meltcast, which I don't know who the fuck that is, and then us on their, like, front page of gaming.
Fuck yeah.
Woo!
That's super cool.
So we were, I was lucky enough to be on that first episode. Who also is on that first episode?
Our boy.
Nolan North. I am not in...
Drake.
I am... Yeah, the rapper. I am not...
Oh, God.
Hotline Miami Bling.
What you guys don't know is that he actually is Drake.
Oh. Wait.
Wow. Mind
that's best,
blown.
That's the best fucking like acting I've ever seen from anybody, because he played that teenage boy in Degrassi well.
I used to call you on the cell phone.
Oh my gosh.
And somebody on the stream, that's what I remember too, is somebody said I had a beautiful singing voice.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that was. They go fuck themselves.
Fucking Doug. He's like, fuck Jeremy. He gets the interview. They invite him to do the fucking the voiceover thing, and now he's got a beautiful voice. I quit.
Yeah.
That's probably why he closed the call.
Yeah, that may actually been why I hung up. That's funny.
So.
I do remember being like, get the fuck out of here. You can't hear him singing. This is my stream. You compliment me or you get the fuck out, Thomas.
That's the way it works.
You just go with the easy target there.
Mm-hmm. It's the only person I remember being there. And Moose.
Shit. Okay,
yeah,
so
that was cool.
Let's start to get through this here and wrap this up. Okay, so Star Wars Battlefront. I know you guys have. Everybody knows that I've been really anti DLC because they don't announce shit anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy for EA. I will definitely buy the season pass if I like the game. So they finally announced it. 4 expansion mm-hmm. packs. 4 new playable heroes and villains. 4 new game modes, 16 multiplayer maps,
yeah.
With new locations, over 20 pieces of new weapons and vehicles, and exclusive first shoot emote. Who gives a fuck about that? But
they have a Han shot first emote. I'm like, how is that? What are you? How?
Yeah, he just puts his leg up and shoots
from between his legs.
Everybody does it. Because it's an emote, so you can use it on whatever character you're playing as. So you just leg up.
Yeah.
Smug ass look on your face, and then you shoot.
And but you're dead.
The camera angle, right? It looks
it.
Like you just lifted up your leg and shot from your dick. I'd pay $50 for that too.
So I'm excited about that because of the fact that
Star Wars.
Fuck yeah, Star Wars, man! And tomorrow it launches.
Tonight.
Yeah, tonight at 11.
Yeah, in like 2 hours.
Yeah,
I got friends that are
we
hyped.
Better. Yeah, I pre-ordered it.
Oh, so when I said, "Hey, let's play the Old Republic tonight," you're like, "Yeah, I'll play," and not.
No, I'll play, so we better get off this podcast because you got 2 hours with me.
Hey, how about that MLB taking legal swing at that Fallout 4 modder for the people that make their characters dress like them? Horseshit, yeah. I love it. I think it's the best thing ever. I think the MLB can go suck a dick.
For real. I mean, they're like, oh, well, you're using our trademarks and people are killing each other. Motherfucker, it's a video game.
And it's free. Like, they're making any money off it. Fallout 4 isn't making any money off it, as far as I know.
So basically, for the people who don't know the story, David Ortiz, a Red Sox player, was modded into the game, and he just beats the shit out of everything with a baseball bat.
Every listener, sports?
Yeah.
What? I'm just kidding, guys.
When you guys are talking about sports and you're not talking about Madden or wrestling, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, I talk about wrestling.
Hey, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about the NBA 2K either.
We never talk about sports.
That 2K though.
I beat that. Yeah, so the MLB is taking a, you know, they're, I love the pun in the headline. MLB taking a legal swing. So it's stupid. They should have just let it be.
Okay. Who did anybody get a Steam box or a Steam machine, or whatever the fuck they're called? What'd you get?
Steam box. I did not. No, I've got a nice computer.
No.
No one got it.
No.
The Steam box would be for the consumer that does not have a high grade computer. Someone who, you know,
but
maybe
these are
does
like
not
stupid expensive, aren't they? How much
start
are these?
They start can at be. 500. They start at 500 and they go up to over 1,000.
Yeah, I mean it's really like Alienware minus Alienware doesn't give you a proprietary OS.
If you and here's the deal too is like you're buying a PC without a full OS because the Steam OS is essentially just it's got Linux on it.
Yeah.
So I don't Ryan, don't give me shit. I know it has Linux on it.
Fuck Linux. Fuck Ryan.
But it...
oh, God.
He's going to be like, I don't like him anymore.
Yeah. I thought we were friends. You know what? You brought Mike into our game the other night.
Doug is so butthurt over that.
So it goes into... it goes into the Steam OS desktop or fucking full screen mode. And you play your games through it. And there's been a problem that it is actually a really shitty OS, I guess, yeah. Because they are now doing some testing, and it is slower than Windows.
Yeah.
And the and normally, you know, you would be like, oh, well, it's an OS, you know, whatever. But there is a frame rate percentage gaps ranging from 21 to 58% lower. I mean, it's just really bad.
And for a PC player, that means a lot.
Especially if you're buying a $500 box. So performance is being...
these are the ones that just went crippled. On sale, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so,
didn't someone get like a Steam Link or some shit?
I did.
The Steam Link's great.
It is. It's fantastic. A Steam Link's different because it uses your current PC's hardware and basically it just streams it from... You plug the link into the router... And, you know, your PC is plugged into the router, mm-hmm. So you just get a perfect representation on your television. So you can basically be gaming in another room or whatever, but it's using your PC's power. So if you have a shitty PC and you have a Link, it's going to be about as good as your PC can give it.
The problem, the biggest thing here is that the game also, if you have a large library of Steam and you're like, all right, I'll get a Steam box. Well, you're only going to be able to play a certain number of those games because they have to be... Steam OS compatible.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these games aren't, and so you're not able to play everything.
Yeah.
And that's very discouraging.
Yeah. And I know that they're like constantly moving stuff over, but they're not doing it at a rate in which it is like, no. Well, I've got 400 games in my library if you're Kevin or Jeremy.
I can play 25.
And I can only pay like 20 of them, yeah.
And I mean things like Fallout 4 and Call of Duty, Black Ops 3, they don't run on it. It's like I want to play the newer games, but I can't because there's no support for it. And I applaud Valve for coming out with an idea that they're trying to put the PC in the living room, but I feel like Valve, when they put out software and when they put out hardware, it's not as good as it should be. It's just great ideas. It's almost kind of like Google in a way. You know, Google does these experimental ideas. They may not always be successful, but they put them out for a reason. And I feel like Valve does that some ways because of the fact that, you know, they want to advance things. But fuck, man, this is a big setback. People aren't going to buy this shit.
I don't know. I'll correct you on the software thing. I mean, their games.
I mean, more or less like Steam. Like Steam hasn't had like a full code rework, or they haven't had like a full update UI update that looks like the Steam store essentially has not changed that much. I mean, it's got a lot of curation and a lot of fun things, but it's not like user friendly, and it's it could be built to look a lot better. It is what it is. I'm just saying that their games are fucking amazing.
Defending their software because, I mean, the games, they take like 5 years to make a game like Blizzard does, but when they do, they come out and they're really well played.
I shouldn't have said, I said software meaning their actual software, I'm not meaning their games.
You should have clarified.
I did, I said software!
Gabe N is coming to your house and it ain't pretty.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Xbox One has seen a 81% growth over the last year. Thank fucking Spartan for that. They were number one in October. Once again, probably because of Halo 5.
Mm-hmm.
And
they've had a lot of good games. I'm not necessarily if Halo 5 is good. I don't really give a shit about the Halo series, but I mean, there's some other stuff coming out that apparently people are like.
I don't think it was the best idea to release Lara Croft along with Fallout 4, but hey, who am I?
I think, and what it comes down to is they're finally getting their fucking feet on the ground with the system. I mean, they started off so behind and everything. Their OS was very dated and it was very hard to navigate.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Their recent update that came out this week. Last week was fucking great. It's a lot easier to deal with.
It's kind of reminiscent of Windows 10 also. Mm-hmm. So if you're kind of familiar with that, you can kind of figure, you're like, oh, I know this. I can navigate around this. And it looks clean and it's a lot more well-organized when you go to a page. Like, there's been times when on the old one, I'd scroll through and I'd be like, how the fuck did I end up in the store?
That was, that was Windows 8. Not 8.1, but 8.
Yeah.
And like, how the fuck did I get here?
What the shit? Xbox? But this one's like, hey, you're in the store, and then we'll break it up to you by, like, you enter. It's just a single tab along the top, but then once you reach the store, then it goes to music, movies, video games. So you don't have like 40 fucking tabs along the top of what the shit you're getting into.
Right. And another redeeming feature of theirs, by the way, was backwards compatibility. They finally announced it, and that won a lot of customers that wanted to upgrade from a 360 to a One. That won a lot of their hearts over, so it was a lot easier from the upgrade. I know a couple people that bought Xbox Ones mostly because of that reason, that they could finally transfer their old library over.
I tell you what, I think it would have been a very easy decision for me. I've been an Xbox fan, since the Xbox One.
The original one.
The
VCR.
I've said it a million times on this podcast. I just can't get the controller hurts my hands. It just hurts my hands, I know a lot of people who doesn't do that, because this controller right here, the Xbox 360, I love it. I absolutely love it. But what they did was when they moved this in. It cramps my hands up. I don't like it.
And, you're talking about on the Xbox One
on
now?
On the Xbox One controller.
I don't know if they moved those in.
They did. They moved the entire top pieces, went whoop.
I think they integrated them more with the controller. So it looks a lot more like the left bumper and right bumper. Yeah, they are kind of It's really easy to press.
But the triggers aren't moved inside. They're still right where they're supposed to be.
I don't know, man. When I hold that thing, it doesn't feel like the 360 controller.
Yeah, they're in the same spot.
I kind of feel like, I was a bigger fan of the 360 controller than the PS.
I completely 100% agree. I think we've talked about this multiple times. Everyone's favorite controller is the Xbox 360, right? I mean, we still stand true to that. I know you guys kind of like the PlayStation 4, but
I like the PlayStation 4 because of how comfortable it is.
It feels right.
The 360, I love the 360 controller. It does. It feels right. It contours to your hands perfectly, and I don't get that same feeling with the Xbox One.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I guess I've gotten used to it. It never hurt my hands. I have smaller hands than you, though. You know, I don't have fucking
monster sausage biscuits. So,
personal attack.
I've got.
That's not a personal. He knows he does. No. He just said he did.
This right here, this palm, this palm is a biscuit, and these are sausages. Okay.
No, and going back to it, I would say the PS4. I love that controller. But more aesthetic reasons, not so much holding it, but the fact that it has a built-in speaker coming out of it and that touchpad that basically allows other things in game.
Yeah, but nobody fucking uses it.
I use it. And plus the light, the LED light.
No, what I mean is that the games don't use it. Here's what I would love.
First-party games do, but that's how that goes.
I would love the third-party people just to go, use this for your goddamn keyboard. Why do I have to fucking use... You know how easy it is to use your finger to select a fucking letters in the alphabet versus tink, 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 tink.
If you have the webcam, you can use the LED and just navigate like that with a six-axis style.
I don't have
you
the camera.
You can use the touchpad to select letters.
You can on the actual PlayStation 4 and the first-party games, but third-party games, none of them really support it. Like, you still have to use the D-pad.
that doesn't make sense because that is using Sony's OS.
I know, but you go into any of these games and you
what they games
will
do
not
you have to type
it.
Stuff into? What games are you typing stuff into?
NBA games, any sports
like naming
games,
your characters
naming
and shit.
Characters.
You're right.
You're right.
And then shut up, Jeremy. You're right. Hang up the phone call.
Yeah. Friday the 13th has cleared its 700,000 Kickstarter goal. We've done it, everybody.
We did it. Us four.
We did it.
They can personally thank us. Ryan better have done this right. I'm gonna be pissed. He better put the 8-Bit Geek as the $100 sponsor.
We'll have to ask him.
And not sure himself.
I'm
if
sure
he put
did.
Him. You know, no, guys, I put my own name. You piece of shit.
He did it.
I'm no.
Just
Ryan
throwing so much shade at him tonight.
For real.
He's new.
I think you need to give him a hug when
you see
him.
When you see him, you're going to need to give him a kiss.
No, when I see him, I'm going to have to give him a beej, you know, because this is how much shit I've been talking.
It starts with a kiss.
Every kiss begins with.
I'm telling you, last night when we were talking about that and I typed that out, I was like, I wish there was a way to type that noise out. And he was just like, you can record it. Like, I was with my friends and like, you sent yours and I played it.
Did
and
you?
And they're all like, yeah. And I was like, let me read you this message.
For context,
it's really fucking funny because I'm laughing.
That's awesome.
Like, oh, let me tell you about that. Okay, hold on. So, a thing about you can't type out the blowjob sound. Like, you can't. You just can't. How do you spell that?
Just open up Apple, like open up Siri and say, text Jeremy. Oh.
See what
she
writes.
I got to do it.
Can I help you with that?
Hold on, I'm going to do it right now.
Texting Jeremy. Oh.
Text Doug.
Here we go.
Okay, what do you want to say to Doug MacDonald? Ready to send it? There it goes.
All right, let's see.
Okay, hold on. What is it going to send me?
It just said.
It's too bad she didn't repeat it.
This says like ack. All.
That's it.
All. All.
Just all.
Oh,
shit. All right, that's our show, everybody. I hope you had a fun time. Please check out... hey, what's that podcast name? Double Kick? Double Guns?
Double Tap. Oh, also, Kevin and I are at some point in December going to be on We Talk Games. We play games.
We talk games.
Yeah. We played Spider-Man. We recorded with them yesterday. It lasted for fucking ever. It was a lot of fun, but it lasted forever. And Kev really had to poop. He had the alcohol poopies.
All right. Dude, well, that's our show, everybody. I'm Jeremy.
And so, like, we recorded for a... No. Oh. You stop that fucking music.
It was a lot of Kevin's fun. Like, yes, finally!
Spider-Man, the video game, like the official Spider-Man video game of 1991.
The Spider-Man, the video game, based off the comic book.
Based off the movie. Based off the hit Harley Quinn novel.
All right, guys. Good job.
No, but Wiggly and Keith were awesome. We had like a two-hour conversation.
Show, you douche.
Wiggly went way off the rails a bunch of times, but it was hilarious.
Oh, my God. So much first he's 30 minutes late and then he spent 30 minutes like just going off equipment wasn't working right, so he was just like freaking out about it and it was really funny. And then somehow we started talking about like Batman at one point, and then at some point it was just nuts.
Hey,
it was just crazy.
Did I come up at all or
no?
I don't think so.
Oh, you know why? Because you didn't mention me in your podcast. I did listen to it. You're a terrible friend.
I tried to say something about Jeremy and Doug's like no.
He's like, yeah, you know, no.
This is he's still harboring hate for all that for the you have a beautiful voice.
Yeah. Don't you mention him. He's dead to me.
All right, guys. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.